Hello, this is Ethan,
Cooper,
and Max,
here back with another Gartner Gang podcast. Today we will be talking about the Bermuda Triangle and how it is very dangerous to transport in.
We are studying this because we want to learn more about the Bermuda Triangle. Some facts about it are over 375 planes and boats have sunken or disappeared.
Wind speeds can get up to 170 miles per hour, and waves can get up to 50 feet tall. Because there are lots of storms, some people think it is aliens, because they keep hearing and seeing weird things.
Some believe it is sea monsters. Either way, something is happening. The triangle is about 440,000 square feet, and it goes from the island of Bermuda to Miami and then over to Puerto Rico. When a plane hits the altitude of 24,000 feet, it mysteriously disappears from the radar. Some people think the waves can splash together at the same time and create a super wave.
One story is about the USS Cyclops, where it was carrying 10,800 tons of magazine ore from Brazil to Baltimore, which meant it had to go straight to the heart of the Bermuda Triangle. It started on a nice day, and the only message they got was to say everything was just going fine. They were then just out of nowhere, the ship just vanished, with all 309 people on it.
The Grumman Cougar Jet is another mystery from the Bermuda Triangle. In 1991, around Halloween time, pilot John Verda and co-pilot Paul Lucas were flying over the Bermuda Triangle. The weather wasn't ideal, with an overcast and some storms, so they asked for a higher altitude, and it was granted. Suddenly, it disappeared off the radar, and no trace has ever been found.
Another story is about Christopher Columbus when he sailed across the Bermuda Triangle, and his compass stopped working, and he stumbled into a huge pile of seaweed that would form from New York to New Orleans. And then he noticed that his compass was going insane and could not tell which direction he was going in. So he kept going the same way until he started.
There are many more stories, including this one, where a captain of a ship stumbled across a random ship just floating in the ocean. So he waited a couple days to make sure no one was on it. Nothing happened for a couple of days, so he sent his best men onto the ship. And when they went on the ship, food was cooking on the stove, so they used it to cook some of their food. So they sailed side by side, both of the ships, and then one day a strong storm separated the ships, but after the storm passed, they found the ship again. But when they searched it, their crew was gone. And that's how it ended.
Compasses have lots of trouble pointing north in the Bermuda Triangle, but it's fine pointing anywhere else. It could be caused by air pressure changes or something else, but we might not ever figure out the mystery of the Bermuda Triangle.
When you are going through the Bermuda Triangle, the electronic waves get a lot stronger, causing the plane to shake and get out of control.
Thank you for listening to Gartner Gang Podcast. Tune in next time for more Gartner Gang Podcast. See you next time.